the new language of luxury, comfort, quiet, and the power of restraint. Once upon a time, luxury was loud. It sparkled, it demanded attention, and it announced itself through marble floors that echoed, chandeliers the size of small cars, and gold fixtures in rooms nobody ever actually used. Step into a truly high-end home today, though, and the first thing you notice is what's been left out. There's no noise, no visual clutter, no strained effort to impress. What's there instead is a calm precision, a heavy door that clicks shut with the reassuring weight of a bank vault, a limestone floor that feels warm underfoot, a silence deep enough that you can almost hear your own heartbeat. Luxury has learned the art of restraint, and it turns out that quiet is one of the most expensive things money can buy. Not long ago, luxury meant visible wealth, a collection of expensive symbols arranged to be seen. Now it lives in intention you can't immediately see. The shift makes sense once you consider how loud daily life has become. The more notifications, screens, and urban noise we absorb, the more we crave interiors that soothe rather than stimulate. And in New York, Tokyo, or London, the real status symbol is no longer a gold tap, but a genuinely quiet room. The anatomy of quiet creating a space that feels quiet is ironically a substantial engineering challenge, and it depends on infrastructure you'll never see. Achieving that hushed, almost museum-like atmosphere means treating the walls as shields. We build with double-layer drywall bonded with damping compound, decouple the wall studs so vibration can't travel through the structure, and hang solid core doors fitted with drop seals. You close the door and the city recedes, which registers in the body as something close to an exhale. Acoustic design has quietly become the new gold leaf. Lighting does similar work in a different register. Luxury light isn't measured in brightness so much as in balance, and it should never feel like a supermarket aisle. We integrate the fixtures into the architecture itself, into coves, toe kicks, and recesses, so that what you see is the glow rather than the bulb producing it. The best of it shifts across the day, warmer and dimmer as evening comes on, working with your natural rest cycles rather than against them. Then there's the question of materials, where the movement has been away from anything shiny and toward things you want to touch. Stone reads better honed and cool than glossy. Unlacquered brass earns its character by taking on a patina over the years. Wood should look like it grew rather than like it was printed onto a surface. The working rule in our studio is simple. If it looks like wood, it has to be wood, because faux finishes are the quiet enemy of this kind of restraint. Quiet luxury in a Manhattan building? There's a reason this philosophy resonates so strongly in New York specifically, and it comes down to what surrounds a typical apartment. Co-op and condo living means shared walls, ceilings, and floors, which is to say a neighbor's footsteps, plumbing, and conversations are often only a slab away. Much of the acoustic engineering above is a direct response to that reality rather than an abstract preference for calm. Decoupled construction and proper sound isolation are how you turn a unit surrounded on all sides into something that feels genuinely private. This is also where a renovation runs into the building's own rules. Most co-op boards require a substantial percentage of floor area to be covered in rugs or carpeting, or mandate a specific acoustic underlayment beneath any new hard flooring, precisely to protect the neighbor below from impact noise. Pre-war buildings add their own wrinkle. Since original construction and older assemblies don't isolate sound the way modern ones do, so achieving quiet often means rebuilding the wall and floor systems rather than simply finishing them. A design that promises hushed serenity without accounting for the building's structure and bylaws is promising something it may not be allowed or able to deliver. Planning the acoustics around those constraints from the first drawing is what separates a quiet apartment from an expensive one that still lets the hallway in. The psychology of less. There's a straightforward idea behind all of this restraint. When the brain has less visual information to process, fewer competing colors, patterns, and objects, it simply has less to work through. And that ease tends to show up as a lower sense of physiological stress. Higher complexity nudges toward tension. Lower complexity leaves room for calm. It's why the strongest modern homes don't try to overwhelm you with beauty all at once. They let it reveal itself gradually, and in doing so, give you permission to breathe. the paradox of precision. Here's the part. Architects understand that clients often don't. Restraint is the hardest style to build well. A traditionally busy room can hide a crooked wall behind crown molding and disguise a gap in the floor under a chunky baseboard. Strip the decoration away and there's nowhere for a mistake to hide. The walls have to be genuinely flat, finished to the highest level 5 standard, and the reveal lines have to be razor sharp, because in a quiet room, the craftsmanship is the design. At Hoppler Design and Build, we build these spaces the way you'd build an instrument, tuned until every element sits exactly where it should. Luxury today is measured less by what a renovation costs than by how the home makes you feel the moment the door closes behind you. We used to decorate to impress other people, and now we design to restore ourselves. This kind of quiet luxury has nothing to do with austerity. It's the result of editing life down to what actually matters: a warm floor, a soft light, and the rare, real luxury of peace. In practice, that comes back to a handful of commitments we hold on every project: engineering the silence through proper wall and door construction, integrating light into the architecture so it glows without glare, choosing honest materials that are built to age rather than imitate, keeping color and pattern restrained enough to lower rather than raise the body's stress, and demanding the level of craftsmanship that minimalist detailing leaves fully exposed. Tatiana Cecina. Interior designer and 3D visualizer Tatiana brings a refined sense of style and precision to every space she designs. Known for her meticulous attention to materials, textures, and lighting, she transforms concepts into harmonious interiors that balance functionality and elegance. A detail that matters more and more in restrained luxury interiors is sensory comfort. Beyond materials and colors, things like acoustics, air quality, soft transitions between rooms, and indirect lighting have an enormous influence on how a space feels emotionally. The most luxurious interiors today are often the ones that reduce overstimulation rather than add visual complexity. Frequently asked questions: how does visual restraint reduce stress and improve emotional well-being? Visually restrained interiors ask less of your attention, which is much of why they feel calming. With fewer competing stimuli, the brain processes the space more easily, and balanced, predictable compositions create a subtle sense of emotional safety. Soft contrasts and a controlled palette reduce the low-level tension that busy rooms produce, while order and clarity help steady mood and focus. When a space feels calm, the body tends to follow, with a slower heart rate, sharper attention, and a general sense that daily stress is more manageable. Restraint done well never reads as empty. It reads as intentional and quietly supportive. Why are minimalist restrained interiors more difficult and costly to execute? Minimalism leaves nowhere to hide an error, and that single fact drives most of the cost. Every detail stays visible, so materials and finishes have to be precise. And with fewer elements carrying the room, each one generally needs to be of higher quality. Concealed systems and custom detailing add real labor complexity. And imperfections can't be covered by decor or extra layers the way they can in a busier scheme. All of it demands more planning and coordination before work even begins. In a restrained interior, quality replaces quantity, and that trade tends to raise both the design and the execution cost, rather than lower it.